Victoria, I'm excited. Again, I'm on record as saying this.
Yeah.
That 2022 is the best college football season in the state of North Carolina.
I agree. It was fun.
It was one of the... And just the way week one kicked off with NC State at App. NC State at ECU. UNC at App. And then we had the Celebration Bowl with North Carolina A&T State versus NC Central played at Bank of America Stadium.
Yeah.
So all these games, all these in-state matchups, big ones, happening in the state of North Carolina, mm-hmm. inside the state of North Carolina, was awesome. And we had great games.
They were fun.
Great games. NC State ECU going down to the wire. Unfortunately, a couple ECU missed kicks late in that game, the difference.
Right.
Then we had the
people didn't know what to anticipate with that one, so that was a lot of it too.
No one knew. I was there at that game. I was on the field for the second half of that one. I was actually underneath the uprights when those kicks missed. It was wild.
Yeah.
But then we had the game between App and UNC last year, which was bonkers in its own way.
Oh yeah.
Defense optional. Both teams scoring in the 60s. I've seen college basketball games with less points.
It was nuts. Yeah.
And then you had the Celebration Bowl with NC Central got a big win to start the season at Bank of America Stadium. They wrapped up the season with the win of the Celebration Bowl over Jackson State. I'm looking at the schedule, the upcoming season. Looking at the schedules for these schools. And Victoria, let's roll through it. Four games that I'm looking forward to. Four games that you're looking forward to that we have penciled. We have circled. I got Sharpies around these games. I'm looking forward to these ones.
Different colored Sharpies.
This season. Now, we might have some crossover. I don't know Victoria's games. You don't know mine.
No, we don't, but I think we do at least have one.
But I'm going to let you kick things off.
Okay, because you had mentioned it earlier, and mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. So I went to Appalachian State.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for the ECU and App State game, which is September 16th. So, yeah. Let's go. I can't wait.
That is also, I'll go and get into my list. We'll go back and forth on this. That is 100% on my list as well. The amount of Mountain Brew and Pirate Brew that is going to flow that day out in Boone is going to be insane. But here's what I look at. When I saw the matchup, when I said, wait a second. This is what I thought a few weeks ago. I was like, wait a second. Why? This is what I want to ask Coach Houston. Why don't these two schools play more often?
They should.
I feel like this should be an annual game where App goes to ECU. Next season, ECU's at App.
Yep.
This is a game between strong group of five schools in your state.
Yeah.
This should be a thing. Now, I know Charlotte is now in the American, so ECU and Charlotte are going to play each other much more frequently now. But I was thinking to myself, wait a second. This is hot. This should be a thing every single year. And I think it's good for the state of North Carolina that these schools are playing each other because two big state public institutions mm-hmm. on opposite sides of the state. This should be an annual thing. And that's one of the reasons why.
T-shirts you could make just with the mountains to the beach.
Yes.
Just play with, because it's North Carolina. Both of these schools have North Carolina pride. So
there's so much. And it's, yes, 100% agree with you. Make this game an annual thing. Coach Clark, if you're out there listening in App.
I know. Let's do it.
Make this thing happen. So that's on my list as well. Again, I think it's also good for recruiting purposes as well that you see schools. I think, again, we talked about this earlier in the show about you want to keep recruits in the state of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. If I'm a kid that's from the Triad and I'm getting recruited by ECU or App and I look at the travel schedules because I want my family to come watch me play, but I know every year that if I go to ECU or App that my family, that's a reasonable drive mm-hmm. every single year. And if you include Charlotte into that mix, wait, that's easy drives for my family to come watch me every single week.
And they're all fun places to go
to.
They're all destination places.
Both those places, ECU and App, are so unique. And again, I think all these college football programs and their tailgating atmosphere and their college football atmosphere are so unique to themselves. But ECU and App have their places are Greenville and Boone are two very different places.
Very different.
But having gone to games at both this past season, it's like, man, this is fun.
Yeah.
And this is a matchup that needs to happen. All right, let's go on next. What's next on your list? We both have ECU App.
Okay,
what's
so strike
next?
That one through. So the next one, because last year's was so good, actually, mm-hmm. UNC versus NC State.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing November 25th.
Nice.
So it's going to be at NC State. So I'm excited for that one.
That was the double overtime game last season. That was a really great football game.
It was.
That was a lot of fun. That, you know, Carter Finley's going to be rocking for that one. That actually didn't make my list.
Okay.
Now, trust me, there's a lot of really great games that were left off my list. It was a hard one to narrow it to four.
Narrowing it down.
But I'm all things State of North Carolina. I'm also State of South Carolina stinks. UNC, South Carolina week one, just take care of business.
Yeah.
Show them that. Here's the thing that annoys me with South Carolina, the University of South Carolina specifically. You know what they call themselves?
What's that?
Carolina.
No.
No. No one ever mentions when they talk about like Duke Carolina.
Right.
Or, oh, I'm going to Carolina.
Yeah, no.
They don't talk about South Carolina. No, you're South Carolina up here. It's North Carolina.
It is North Carolina.
It's just Carolina.
That's
you could say. Again, I don't say this as a UNC fan. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm root for all things State of North Carolina. Please destroy South Carolina. All right, what's next on yours?
Please and thank you. So I also am sticking with another North Carolina school-based game. Wake Forest is coming over here to play the Blue Devils November 2nd. So
nice.
These two teams, like, it's just interesting to me how people just don't anticipate them being as good as they have been. So I'm very excited to see what they bring this season.
And plus, as well, with the ACC doing away with divisions, that we actually get to see State Duke or State Duke Wake Forest because they're not in different divisions now.
Yeah.
I think much like we were talking about with ECU and App needing to play each other, the four ACC schools in the state of North Carolina need to play each other every single year. Like,
that should be
no questions at all about that. Those things need to happen, and it's nice to see that Wake and Duke are going to play each other. There's no reason why in the past that UNC had to schedule Wake as a non-conference game.
I know,
dumb.
Makes no sense.
I have also on my list Notre Dame coming to NC State.
Ooh, yeah,
like that should be a fun atmosphere.
It will be
because, let's be honest, Notre Dame, that name still carries weight.
Yep.
It really does. And I'm excited to see the first big test of the season after NC State plays up at UConn. The first real test for them this upcoming season at home against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big one. That's going to be a fun one. All right, what's the fourth and final one on your list?
Oh,
there's so many good games.
I know.
There's so many good games I'm looking forward to. Like this, you can go every single week and start circling games.
It really is. Okay, so I had Clemson. Okay, so can I tell you, I can't really decide between these two, but Clemson is in both of them.
Okay.
So I can't decide.
Pick one.
So it's always fun.
One.
Okay. Well, then you know what? I'm going with Wolfpack then. Clemson, they're coming back, playing the Wolfpack. Those are always fun games.
Yeah.
And it's October 28th. It's a fall game. That makes it even better. My other one, just in case you are curious, was Florida State. Clemson and Florida State.
Clemson, Florida
State.
That's
usually a good one, too.
Oh, yeah. That should be a fun one. But we're sticking with the state of North Carolina.
We are. Go State.
Mine actually includes Clemson as well.
Nice.
Duke hosting Clemson.
Yes.
It's a Monday night football game. So it's a national broadcast on ESPN. It's week one because before the NFL season starts, this is an opportunity for Duke to showcase itself. Hey, you went and won 9 games this past season under the first year of Mike Elko as head coach. This is an opportunity for Riley Leonard in the spotlight to showcase how good he is. He gets overlooked a lot because we talk often about Drake May, understandably so. We also look at, the transfer of Brennan Armstrong coming in. Okay, what about Clemson? Things didn't work out with DJ Uiagalelei. Okay, Kay Klubnik, you're now in there, right? Let's be real. When that ACC championship game, when Klubnik came in there, things turned around for Clemson's offense.
It did.
It really did.
Big time.
Okay, so Jordan Travis in Florida State getting a lot of attention, even as a Heisman Trophy candidate. All right, Riley Leonard, this is an opportunity for you to showcase yourself. All right, Mike Elko, we're expecting another good season out of you of Duke this upcoming year. Your schedule's tougher.
Yeah.
And it starts off with Clemson.
Yeah, it does.
Which is no pushover. Like, we often forget that, Clemson had a quote-unquote down season. Still made it to the Orange Bowl.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, he still made it to the Orange Bowl.
He
still won the conference.
Are so high. Like, everyone is anticipating them to be so good that if they're just kind of mid one year, then, it's a, quote, bad year.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, every other school in the ACC would be like, oh, we won the ACC and we made it to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
Every other school in the ACC would have traded for that.
Exactly.
You know? So, again, but their standard is different there. Their standard is national championship. That it's when you win multiple of them, you go into the college football playoff multiple times, that becomes your standard. Sure. And that's okay. That's fine.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a really good problem to have. All right, so to roll through our four games that we're again, we didn't know each other's four games. Like, there's a lot of great games we're looking forward to this upcoming season. Me, UNC versus South Carolina, ECU at App, Notre Dame at NC State, Duke hosting Clemson, your four.
Yep, mine was ECU at App, UNC, NC State, Wake Forest and Duke, and then Clemson at NC State.
It's going to be a fun college football season. I'm stoked for it. 1 month from today, NC State plays at UConn.
I know.
One month from today.
We're going to blink and it'll be football season. Time to tailgate.
Yes. Stay hydrated, folks. Yeah. That's for sure.
Because it's still summer, too, so you're going to sweat it out.
Trust me, we all are. You walk outside and you're cooked.
Yeah.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Or you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year. Go to LifeLock.com/aware.